Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I don't want to get too distracted, but are you happy now? Are you happy, Pork Chop?
No, I'm not happy.
What's it going to take to make you happy? You seem miserable.
I don't know. I thought I was good at having 2,000 followers, but allegedly everyone on the show says that's not enough for me.
No, that is not what I said at all. I said when it comes to Instagram or social media followings, you always think, man, if I only get to this amount, I'm finally going to be happy.
You never have enough is what she tried to warn you.
The addiction grows. Famous people have talked about this before that have, you know, a couple million followers. Like, man, I finally hit 1 million. Then I was like, oh, now when am I going to hit 2? It's just, you're always going to have a threshold. Same with making money. It's like, wow, well, I made 100 grand. Now I got to make this. Now I made 500 grand. Now I got to make this. It's like, that's just the human nature.
Right. You're putting way too much weight and thought into your social media and into your Instagram. You cannot think about it that much or care that much about it, or else you're never going to be happy.
Well, then I'm
with
just going to post nudes.
There you go. Then you really will get a crap ton.
No, you won't. You'll get people unfollowing you.
I don't know. I think it'd be interesting to see what Pork Chop's working with. So we all might want to check that out. Now, 833 Joe Alex is the number.
That's the gayest thing you've ever said, and Pork Chop's the gay one on the show.
What? Oh my God. Straight guys, some straight guys want to see what dudes are working with too.
Wait a minute. As a straight guy, you wonder about what some other guy is packing?
Okay, you know what? We're going to get to your story in a little bit. Let's just roll with this. Well, I mean, I think we all have curiosity. As a girl, aren't you curious about another girl?
Okay, so girls, not really. Because I know what it looks like. You know what I mean? So I'm not like that curious. But I do look at other guys. As a straight woman, I'm looking at other guys and I'm like trying to figure out what I think they're working with.
So you're a pecker checker.
But I'm saying, do straight guys look at guys and say, I wonder what they're working with?
I think so. Because I can look at someone and have zero sexual attraction to them, not interested at all, not lusting over them. But it's just like a curiosity. You're like wondering. You're like, huh? You know? Because sometimes you can look at people.
See, I do that more often with a dude.
Well, I never do it with a girl.
Well, the guy.
That's what he's asking.
I know, but what? I mean, girls all look the same.
Yeah,
but a guy, I just said.
I'm talking up top though, because a bra can hide things. They can look one way all of a sudden, like they're like they bit your knees.
It's just less interesting about girls. I'm just like I don't.
I'll agree
care.
That the ding dong's definitely way more interesting.
Right.
833 Joe Alex. We got to keep this clean.
So,
but
yeah, I think it's normal because if I'm looking at a guy non-sexually, not lusting over them, and I'm wondering what they're packing.
Right.
I think it's normal for a guy to be like, huh, I wonder what they're
packing. I'm not a pecker checker. Like, if Pork Chop and I went to the urinal next to each other, I'm not like, oh, what do we got over here?
What if we went to, like, go swimming and I was wearing a Speedo?
If you see it, you see it. Yeah, like, I hide. Like, I'm embarrassed in my manhood, so, like, I hide my stuff. But if you were, like, wearing a Speedo, I'm like, whoa, dude.
Pork Chop.
I mean, some people, you can just see the outline. You're like, wow, God gave you a third leg. That's awesome.
As a bi guy, on a scale of 1 to gay, how gay is it that Joe wonders how big a guy is?
I mean, it's hard for me because you don't want to ask me because I'm very
curious. Hold on. 833 Joe Alex, does everybody not wonder? Let's, for example, go with our president.
The men, the straight men need to call
straight
in to say
men,
if they do
straight
this.
Straight men. For example,
I don't think so.
President Trump, nobody wonders how big it is? Or how little it is? We all are curious. Straight or gay, bi, doesn't matter. 833 Joe Alex.
My dad is a straight male, and he says never, ever, ever. Okay, Dad.
And I love that your dad answered this question of all the questions to chime in on.
You should have a hotline. No to the ding dong. We're getting calls, so I want to get to those in 1 second. 833 Joe Alex. But I mean, like, Alex, I don't know. Okay. Just be honest here, not me, but have you ever with a coworker wondered in your jobs, any jobs you've had, Alex? Never a coworker wondered. Not saying like Liv said that, oh, I'm so attracted to them, but you're just like, oh, I wonder what they have.
Maybe very casually.
What about like one of our bosses, like one of our big bosses? You never wonder?
Oh, what?
I don't even let my mind go there.
I've never wondered with work, but I have been watching an NBA game with some of my guy friends, and they say like, oh, dude, I bet he's got a hog down there, you know? Like, they'll even say it. it, and they're straight, but they're just like, dude, he is a massive human. He's got to.
That's so weird.
Yeah, because you see, like, while they have a big nose, or like their hands are really big.
I thought that was a rumor.
Well, I mean, they all are. Like, people say you look at a hand and you'll go from like the palm to the tip of the finger, and I mean, that could be true. It could not be.
My guy friend just texted me and said, never. Never does he do this.
Really?
A straight guy. Yep, straight guy.
Okay, see, I just don't know.
Because, I don't like, believe
I've had
that.
So many guy friends make comments like that while we're watching like NBA games or football games.
Let's go to Andrew this morning. 833 Joe Alex. Andrew, let's kick it off. Are you straight?
I'm straight.
All right, how often do you just kind of wonder about dudes' ding dongs, like what they're packing?
I don't ever.
Never?
Military, you've been around hella guys. I've never been like, oh, he's packing.
You never like seen a dude's like thing like so through clothing. You're like, wow, that's impressive.
I was military. I've seen plenty of naked guys, but even being in like showers together, it was never like, oh, let me look down and see how big he is.
No, it's just if you see it, you see it.
Let's say, yeah, by accident you glance. You've never once said, oh, that's impressive.
No, honestly, and it's not because it's just. I don't care.
Okay, so answer on a scale of 1 to gay, how gay is it that Joe does it?
Gay.
You know why he doesn't care? Because he's packing himself.
Right.
Who, Andrew?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's nice. Are you checking everybody before they come on the air?
I can tell, actually, by how they sound.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, well, let's see about Brandon. Hey, Brandon, you're on the Joe and Alex. Are you a straight guy?
Yeah, I'm a straight guy.
All right, what do you do? Do you look at anything, guy or girl? You kind of like say, oh, all right, I see. I wonder what they're working with there.
Well, as far as guys go, I mean, I'm a straight guy. There's only one guy I've ever been curious about, and that's Matthew McConaughey, but I've always been curious.
All right.
I think you speak for all people in general when it comes to that.
As far as looking at girls, the thing that I'd look for is to see if their thighs are at least touching or close to each other. Otherwise, you might be a little droopy down there.
Wait, which one? Which one means droopy? When your thighs touch or they don't touch?
When your thighs are touching, there's something to at least keep it up there. When your thighs don't touch, it kind of droops down to the ground.
Wait a minute. Stop. Guys, Alex's thighs don't touch. What does that
Stop.
Mean?
Stop. I can, okay, listen.
Droopy dog.
I can assure you I'm fine. I can assure you. But that is an interesting theory.
What you going to do with all that droop? All that droop?
I mean, I can tell looking, but I feel like this is just as a girl. I can tell, look, I don't know about you, Liv, but looking at a girl's cleavage, I know if she's got some downward pointing dog noses or whatever.
Like her like cheese nips.
Yeah, like if it just I can just look at a girl's cleavage in her top and be like, oh, she the meat has been sucked out of this baby. Okay.
You think so?
Yeah, like I can just tell that she'd be droopy.
I can't always tell, especially with like push-up bras and stuff like that. I can never tell.
I always know.
All right, let's go to Dylan real quick. Dylan, you're a straight guy. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. It's cool if you're not, but are you ever curious like I am?
Absolutely. I mean, who doesn't think about it? There's some guys that carry that BDE with them, and then you turn around and it's like the size of your pinky, and it's like, okay, well, that makes sense. Like, yeah.
It's like, how did that happen? What's going on here?
You know what I mean?
Number one celebrity.
Also about girls, though. Like, girls, you don't. Is it a sloppy taco or a clean taco? In or out, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yes, we
okay,
get
so
you,
wait,
Dylan.
So I want to know number one male celebrity that you're curious about.
Johnny Depp all day.
Johnny Depp. I feel like he's average.
Yeah.
That's what I would guess.
No, I'm thinking about celebrities here.
I think he's small to average. Matthew McConaughey is probably on the bigger side.
Oh, yeah. He's massively huge. Allegedly. So we hear. All right. Well, I feel like that was a good conversation here to have.
I wonder what kind of energy, the big energy Dylan gets from Joe or from me.
No response. That's not good.
Oh,
snap. That's not good at all.